Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your host of Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's cure for seeing get underway. As a home business owner, do you know the difference between marketing mix and promotional mix?
You would be amazed at the percentage of business owners who do not understand the important difference.
Getting the right mix between marketing and promotions is critical to your home business success. Helping us to sort this out is marketing girl Lonnie Cassina, author of Amazon's best-selling book, The CEO's Guide to Marketing.
Lonnie Cassina discusses his popular strategically aimed marketing process for business owners and those working within the marketing industry.
So greetings, Lonnie Cassina. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, thanks for joining us on our show.
Yeah, thanks for joining us from beautiful, what is it, Coral Gables, Florida?
Cape Coral, Florida, right down by the where the Twins are going to start practicing pretty soon.
All right.
Good.
Yeah, we're at 20 below here, so we envy you with that one.
Yes, we do.
Okay, all engines ahead standard. At the end of today's show, we'll share with you our best home-based business tips. Today's tip, you must have a business plan, one that is simple and intuitive. What is the most important thing you need to do with your business plan after launching your business? Stay tuned and we'll give you the answer at the end of today's show.
So most home-based entrepreneurs have to do the lion's share of marketing by themselves, but they should look at outsourcing key parts of it. Larry, talk about the balance between marketing, what you can do yourself versus what you should hire out.
Sure. I wrote this book called The CEO's Guide to Marketing, the book every marketer should read before their boss does. And what we find is that there are a lot of folks, I'm 62, I just turned 62 recently.
And, Happy birthday.
thank you. And I've been in marketing my whole life. And so, and I get in the kitchens of a lot of companies because I have an ad agency, a media relations agency. And so we're just in the kitchens of a lot of businesses, and it's just really surprising how many of them don't know basic marketing terms and concepts. And so I decided at the end of my career, I'm going to write this book that just is the most practical marketing book you'll ever read. It's just a step-by-step guide to more leads, more sales, a stronger brand. And it starts out by talking about these basic terms and concepts that marketers should know. And most of them don't. I mean, if you have an accounting firm, chances are pretty good they know basic accounting and GAAP accounting. And even if you're a home-based business and you're doing your own accounting, you got to know that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Well, marketing is the same way. There's stuff you got to know about it if you're going to do it right.
So it sounds like there's a lot of people, and this would even apply more critically, worse for smaller business operators, is they're just not familiar with a lot of the terms, the basic terms and conditions. And if they can get more familiar with these terms, that would start the foundation for better marketing.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I started my business out of my laundry room. I have about 40, 50 employees now.
Did I hear that right? Did you say laundry room? Laundry room?
That's where they start.
Did that laundry room, did it have a window at least?
I have to think back. Yes, it did have a window, but when I moved into my first office, it didn't have any windows. I couldn't afford an office with windows. But anyway, you know, so I get this idea, this, you know, the home-based business, and some of them, you know, they're not all small. A lot of these home-based
businesses,
they're doing pretty good volume.
Yeah, we call those virtual companies where they actually link up with other home business owners and, you know, form an actual corporation.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And look at me, I have a decent sized company, and I'm not there. I'm working from home today doing this interview.
Well, you got to win the award for the best backdrop, that's for sure.
Oh, it's a lovely day here in Florida. I would recommend it if you're somewhere cold.
True that.
Well, Lonnie, as we'd say in the military, critical things come in under the radar without you even knowing about it. One of those things is your brand. Lonnie, talk with us about your brand and how important it is.
As a way of giving back, I I was on the board of directors at a technical college, and they asked me if I would teach marketing. And so I offered to do it. I did it for 4 years, and it was really fun. And the textbook that I used was very good, except for teaching the term brand. And when I started to look into it, I found that most textbooks get brand wrong. And I was like, how can this be? These are marketing textbooks. They're teaching all these kids, and they're getting the term brand wrong. What you'll find if you look in most textbooks is it says that a brand is a name, term, symbol, or design that distinguishes one company's offerings from another's. And that's not what a brand is. That's a logo, right? Mm-hmm. Name, term, symbol, design, distinguishes. Yeah, it's a logo. Here's what a brand is. A brand is a definition that people hold in their mind of your company and its offerings.
Right.
That definition is built in two ways. It's built by what you tell people and by what they experience when they use or experience the product. In marketing, they haven't experienced it yet. It's all about telling. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to create that definition that they hold in their mind about your product before they ever use it. And that definition has to be strong enough that they desire your product more than their money. And that's a high bar to get over, because people really like to keep their money. So really, that's what all marketing is about. It's all, if you think about that, it's all focused on creating that definition in their mind. And there's specific things you have to do in order to create that definition.
So that's a good point. It gets back to a critical factor with launching into a business, is that people rarely purchase on price. They might be buying toilet paper in the supermarket, but you know, when you're talking a serious business, people are buying based on what they perceive your brand, and not, you know, just price shopping, and to pay attention with that. Well, we'll talk a little bit more, want to hit up a little bit more on branding, maybe ways further on in the podcast that people can build and improve their brand. But more moving on to our next into our podcast, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Pace Products. Go on to business with Pace. Distribute their unique roof sealant that saves customers up to 75% off the cost of a traditional roof replacement. No inventory required. You can do the work yourself, full-time or part-time. Call 800-656-0040. Visit paceproducts.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
Now, no matter how you slice it, marketing is about getting your message out to the right audience and staying within your budget. Larry, what do you think is the most cost-effective way to market your business?
Really,
and to get your message out.
Yeah, it's really when I started my business 30 years ago, I based it on arranging news coverage and media coverage for clients. And the reason is it's like an endorsement on steroids. If you say something about, think your audience out there, if you say something nice about yourself, I mean, that's okay. But what's really helpful is when someone else says something nice about you. And that's what the media does. So that's what we always start with in our agency, is we arrange media coverage and news coverage. We arrange literally tens of thousands of media stories across the country. So what I would suggest for your home-based businesses is look for that news coverage, for that media coverage. And once again, if you're a bigger company, you can hire agencies like mine to do this, but there's no reason you can't do it. I did it when I started out by myself. And it's just such a powerful selling tool. And then today, with all the channels, you know, you have promotional mixed channels. You have Facebook and Google Plus and YouTube. And I mean, just so many ways you can repurpose that media coverage. If you do this for a year, if you get placement after placement after placement, pretty soon people go online to search for you, and it looks like your product's a celebrity. I mean, it's you've been in the news everywhere. So it's really a good, it's a super cost, low cost, high return way to get.
Oh, so one thing you're saying, if you get these media placements and they get search engine optimized, then when they Google your company, when they're doing a check, that will come up, and that helps to do, that lends to credibility. One kind of thing, maybe tying back into brand with getting the message out, a lot of home-based entrepreneurs use direct marketing, scaled direct marketing, whether it's mail, email, an actual mailing list, that type of thing. Do you have any ideas on things that a home-based entrepreneur can put in that direct marketing piece that would help build their brand and help get their message out?
Yeah, I sure do. As a matter of fact, in my book, the CEO's Guide to Marketing, step two, it's a six-step process. It's called Strategically Aimed Marketing, or SAM-6. The second step, the first step is competence, and we talked about that, understanding terms like brand and market segmentation, marketing mix, promotion. But the second step is to create a brand playbook. And in a brand playbook, what you do is you just fill out these forms over and over again. And remember I said the brand is a definition that people hold in their mind? Okay, you have to build that definition. And it's built on really primary value points, which are the main reasons people are buying your product, and why they should buy from you rather than the competition. And sometimes a lot of companies have multiple products, they have multiple markets, and you have to say different things for each market. So what I do in the CEO's Guide to Marketing is I take them step by step through creating a brand playbook. And as you fill that form out, it actually builds, it culminates with what I call a brand statement. And here's what a brand statement is. Imagine you're out having coffee with someone, and you can hear two people next to you and they're talking, and they start talking about your product, and they go, and they get, one's telling the other one about it, and they get it exactly right. And you're like, oh my gosh. In my instance, I would run home and tell my wife, oh my gosh, I heard these two people talking and they were talking about product and they got it exactly right. that's branding. That's, you've created that definition. So when you think about your primary value points and your positioning, why your product, how your product is positioned in the mind of the consumer compared to the competition. In other words, why should they buy from me rather than somebody else? If you think about that, then you just build that and write a brand statement so that you can hear what it sounds like, because that's the bullseye. That's what all your marketing is aimed.
So to key into that, pulling out a couple nuggets for the home-based entrepreneur, you look at what your value point is. And that's important, because a smaller business can hit a value point better than a larger business if they do it right. Then you position yourself for competitiveness, and then use that to craft your message then in the direct marketing piece. Is that somewhat effective
way to do this? Yes, and it's somewhat formulaic too. And some people don't like that, or they always want to change, or it's especially newer businesses, they have a hard time really focusing in on these main primary value points and just repeating them over and over and over. Remember this, when you're doing your marketing, it's not like listening to this podcast where people are really interested and you have their attention.
They're not.
Most of the time, let's say, did you wish that you had more suggested posts in Facebook this morning? Or were you hoping there were more billboards on your drive so that you could? No, not usually not. So right. You're dealing with an audience that isn't paying much attention. So you have to repeat these primary value points over and over again. Marketing is really not that difficult once you understand the process. And is that why
Miller Lite keeps saying dilly dilly? It's just like you hit a basic point and you get people to try to, you know,
That's a big, it's a big mistake that small businesses make, is they try to act like big companies. Trust me, these big companies are doing things that are, you don't ever need to do or think about as a small company.
This kind of ties into our next question. You know, the smaller your business, the more important it is to target your marketing. In the military, we call this warheads on foreheads. So in looking at targeting, Larry or Lonnie, well, how important is it for market segmentation?
Well, let me give you a little, your audience, a little tip on market segmentation. First of all, don't segment unless you have to. The more market segments you're dealing with, the more complicated your marketing gets. So your best strategy is to do an undifferentiated strategy. Just think of your market as one big market. But if you do have to segment, okay, or even if you have an individual, and even if you consider the whole market as one, do this. Think of the average age of your market, okay? Maybe it's 45 to 55. And then which gender is it weighted towards? Most of the time, it's going to be either more female or more male. Like in the medical field, there's something called woman to man. You know, men don't take care of themselves, so the women do all the calls for the doctor appointments and everything, right? So it will probably be weighted towards one of them. Then what you do is you go to the baby books, and you find the most common name for that. Let's say your average age is 50. You go back 50 years ago, and you find the most common baby name. And let's say it's Cheryl and Bill, right, are the most common. if it's weighted towards male, if my audience is primarily male usually, and so it would be, you would name your audience, I forgot the first name I used, Bill and
Cheryl.
Bill and Cheryl. Okay. So Bill and Cheryl. And just like your audience becomes kind of like a friend then. You build out this profile of them, of Bill and Cheryl, and pretty soon you just kind of intuitively know who they are, who you're talking to. And what I do is ours are Larry and Carol and Kevin and Pam. And so whenever I do a marketing piece, like if I'm writing a direct mail piece, I will start it out in my template that I write into, Dear Larry and Carol, or Dear Larry and, or Dear Kevin and Pam, or Dear Larry and Carol, so that I really get it in my mind who they are. And then when I send the mailing out, I just get rid of that. You know, I just strip that out of there. But name your submarket, give them a name and give them a little personality. And, you know, when sometimes when people come into my office, I'll say, a client will be coming in, they'll say, who's coming in? And they'll say, Larry. And I know exactly who Larry is. If they told me it was Pam, I'd know who Pam is. So don't segment unless you have to. And if you do segment, try to come up with a name for your market segments, and it'll be really helpful as you write your promotions.
So, I mean, where you're going with that is that helps you to personalize your marketing message. And yep. That even, and so no matter how big, no matter how small, it sounds like a critical success factor you're recommending is to personalize that message as much as you can, along with the repetition of your value points.
Right. You want to really get, that's right. You want to, and even before the show, you know, I think about my book, I have all my primary value points listed, all my different audiences. Sometimes I'm speaking to just CEOs of big companies. Here I'm speaking to home-based businesses. Other times I might be speaking to a group that I know all have masters in marketing. Other times I'm with groups that I know very few of them have a marketing degree. And I have different primary value points about the CEO's Guide to Marketing, about my book, that I want to bring up for each one of them. And so it's such a simple process for marketing. But when I was younger and starting out, I didn't have it. So I'm 62 and I wrote it down for you. So
well, great. So Lonnie, most home business owners work with small staffs and many are working their businesses part-time around their day job. Is there a way for home business owners to simplify marketing that you haven't mentioned yet?
There's only so much simplification you can do. The reality of it is there's some complexity to it. And you know, I really don't, I've done real well in my life. I don't need to sell more books or what have you. So I'm just telling you, this book is a do-it-yourself book. It's a simple process. It's 6 steps. Anybody can do it. You can just follow it along. It's be great for a home-based business, great for somebody that's just starting out. It also, we use this for the big companies out there, because most of them, when it comes right down to it, they're selling an individual product or what have you. So,
well, maybe talk a little bit about simplifying marketing. Is there a way, I mean, we don't recommend that home business owners get too wrapped up in their business plans to have a business plan, right, but is there a way to target basic, simple steps that you do each day or, you know, like, you know, plan it out over time? Or just something you look at each day and see what fits and hit it each day? I mean, is there any competencies to help simplify? Most importantly, so that business owners take action. You know, you don't want analysis paralysis. You want them to say, okay, you need to do something with marketing. Don't get overwhelmed with the complexity of it. Keep it simple. So is there any ways that they can, you know, start tomorrow and keep simple steps so that they're engaged in marketing each day?
Yeah, two things. I'd go to step one in the book. I have 30 terms. Learn the 30 terms. Here's how you do that. You take one term a day and you just keep repeating it. Every 30 days, you go through 30 of them. We do it within my company. Every single day, we start our meeting with the term of the day. So do that. Learn marketing terms and concepts. They're basic. The second thing I would say is kind of refers back to something we talked about before. Pick up the phone and call the media. Do a podcast. Be a guest on a podcast like yours. It's unbelievable how many people you folks reach, right? And so pick up the phone and call the media. You don't need to be an expert. You know, I have a dozen publicists that call all day long, right? They're really experts, but you don't need to be that. Reporters love it. You call them up. They feel like they found something. You don't need to feel like you're You don't need to be intimidated by that. They're looking for stories. So pick up the phone. That's what I would suggest. You want to do something for your business and you aren't getting enough media coverage? I pick up the phone, call a couple of reporters tomorrow.
There we go. There's your first step, audience. Wake up tomorrow, pick up the phone, and say something newsworthy about your business or your industry. You know, social media and changing online markets are creating a lot of confusion. You know, it's all about adapting now. Are there trends in marketing that people should be paying attention to, particular trends, to help guide their marketing?
My advice on this might be a little counterintuitive. Everybody wants to jump on these new trends, but marketing is really mainstream, basic, or you're casting a wide net, and you kind of got to wait for the fish to get there. And so if you're on this leading edge or bleeding edge, you're always following these new trends, I don't think it's going to work as well for you. So I would suggest for small businesses, do the mainstream stuff that's proven, effective, working. You know, Facebook is a great place to be. That would be, don't get too caught up in the new trends. There's stuff that comes out, and my agency, of course, we have to be early on that. It's a pain in the butt, quite frankly. We probably spend 20% of our day just learning about stuff today. Mm-hmm. You know, that's expensive when you have to do that. And for a home-based business, you don't have time to be following all these new trends. There's plenty of stuff out there for you to do. So rather than be too in tune with the next greatest thing, I would just say, what are some of these basic stuff that's working out there, and stick with that. You know what? A big problem is being a mile wide and an inch deep. And that's what happens to a lot of these small businesses. They get too many irons in the
fire. Yeah. I mean, how many different social media platforms are you? So you're saying do the marketing right and the social media, do some basics with social media, but that the social media will then follow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And to plug my book, I got you can get it on Amazon, and you can get the Kindle version for $10, and the hardcover version is 263 pages, full color, illustrated, step by step, $29. I mean, it's not a lot of money. It's a great do-it-yourself little helper. I did it primarily for bigger businesses, but it works wonderfully for the small businesses. As well.
It sounds like a good roadmap.
CEO's Guide to Marketing.
Great. So Lonnie Cosina, this has been a great discussion on strategically aimed marketing. Do you have any final points to share with our audience?
I would go back to pick up your phone, call the media tomorrow, and get a couple placements. You will be so happy you did, and you'll be so proud of them, and all your relatives will congratulate you.
Famous broadcast yourself. Well, we've hit that point 3 times now.
Yep.
So we know what everybody should be doing tomorrow. Well, Lonnie Cosina, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for joining us today. To learn more about Lonnie Cosina, visit publicity.com or visit our podcast website at homebusinessmag.com for more information.
Okay, the answer to today's home business tip. You must have a business plan, one that is simple and intuitive. What is the most important thing you should do with your plan after launching your business? Update your plan. Your biz plan is only good until the first shot is fired. Update the plan to account for the business reality on the ground after startup. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.